have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
First, I need that national championship.
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam as Illinois is going back to the Sweet 16 for the second time in the last 3 years, 76-55 over VCU. And it feels really damn good, guys. How are we feeling this evening, gents? I'm so excited to chat with you guys. Let's freaking go.
We're back. We're right where we should be, you know. Mission accomplished, and now it's time to really make things happen. That was so much fun. First half started off super hot, then a little shaky. Then Andre Stojakovic came in and said, you know, no, I'm done with this. We're winning this game. And he posterized that guy, and we never looked back. And the last 22 minutes of the game were incredible. Let's go, boys.
I like the posterize that guy.
was that the turning point for you, Johnny? I mean, that wasn't even the most impressive poster of the game.
It wasn't, but VCU was winning 28-26.
True. Yeah.
We gave up a big run, and then Andre went on a 9-0 run himself. Got us to halftime up 7.
Absolutely. Yes. Sorry. They put something in the high noons this evening at the bar. And
Are you going back to the hospital?
I'm coming down. So
is someone attempting to climb the tower in Taipei right now?
Oh my god, that is. Thankfully, I'm not there. I'm not. Yeah. Birthday. I'm more like hungover. But yeah, that was a fun night. Not as fun as this night. Yeah, felt a little bit similar, I'll say, to Penn. Just in the sense where it's like it feels like you're the better of the two teams and you're not quite outplaying them yet. Kind of a little bit iffy in the first half, and then you absolutely pull away in the second half. I haven't seen our points per possession in the second half. I think it's probably a little bit less than 28-33, but a really impressive offensive showing in the second half, led by Andre Stojakovic. I know he certainly, and we can talk about this, came under a little bit of criticism, you know, this year, and people saying, oh, Brad missed on this transfer. Brad, you know, he hasn't been playing, you know, he's a ball hog, this, that. Like, dude balled out today and absolutely validated his decision to come to Illinois this year. So really, really happy for Andre.
Yeah, it was a team effort, I felt like. I mean, Andre obviously carried us in the first half, and obviously he ended up with those many points, but like 17 points in the first half. And then, I mean, there was a stat when we had 60 something points, maybe 67 points, in which it said 4 Illini players had 10 plus points at that exact moment. And so when we're sharing the ball like that, I mean, like, that's where our team is at its best. And we didn't need Keaton to be like too much. We didn't need David. I mean, he sat himself out for pretty much the end of the first half, but like, it was just an all around, like, I felt like, team effort. Andre obviously making sure that we were either tied or in the lead for the entire end of the first half. So what a game. We're back in the Sweet 16. All the Brad haters, I have three words for you. Go fuck yourself.
Wow. That's
Sorry, did you really need to be harsh there?
Did you really need to count? Did you really need to count how many words that was?
Well, yourself.
Oh, because like, yourself. Yeah, fair enough. That's fair enough. Do you see this was his 300th Division I win this evening? Nah. They got him some custom Nikes for the 300th win. That would have been such a goddamn bummer if we lost this game and then you're playing whatever UT Martin October, like, you know, 9th, and that's his 300th win next year. Like, that would have been, you got to cancel the shoe order, the Nike order at that point.
I have a quick question.
Hi, Sam.
So I think at Stephen F. Austin, the academic administrators screwed something up. So it was really stupid, but therefore some of the wins didn't count. Is this including that or not including that?
I'm unfamiliar with this controversy.
I think they like self-reported that someone in the academic department like incorrectly, and it might have been across sports too, like incorrectly like allowed a player to play. This was when Brad Keller, I want to say, was their
Oh,
coach. And
is
is
this the?
that his name? Kyle?
No,
Because
what's the
Brad Keller's
assistant
a
coach?
pitcher.
What's the assistant
Kyle
coach?
Keller.
What's the assistant
Kyle
coach
Keller.
that came under fire for a couple of years ago? This is different from that, right?
You're thinking of Oklahoma State.
I'm thinking of Oklahoma
Yeah,
State. Yeah, I'm
yeah.
thinking of OK State. I'm
Yes,
thinking of
Josh,
that. Yes,
stand up.
Josh.
Sorry. This seems like breaking news. And it is from the Twitter account at Illini Athletics. Illinois is the only school in the nation to win a bowl game, an NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament game in each of the last two seasons. ILL.
Let's go. This is that's so much better. I thought it was going to be kind of a Penn
The
State
Penn
is
State
that
thing,
Penn State
yeah.
is the only team to have a player in the Super Bowl except for three Super Bowls since 1967. Was that's a pretty it's a pretty dope stat. We went 3 for 3 this evening.
What was the
Three
third
for
one?
three.
No,
Do you guys not know?
wait.
Guys,
Oh, wrestling?
no, guys, what would you say if I guaranteed you without a shadow of a doubt that a men's basketball team in Champaign is raising a is lifting a trophy,
Oh,
raising a banner this year.
something about Parkland.
They, for the first time since 1986, your Parkland Cobras are national champions this evening.
Wow, what a
Wait,
day.
national champions?
National champions.
That's like there are a lot of JUCOs.
They're D2 JUCO. This is good. We're talking about this.
Oh, they're
I
D2
yeah, I was gonna say, guys, I
JUCO.
have breaking news. Illinois made the Sweet 16.
Sorry, Johnny. Sorry, Johnny. I
Round of
had to do it.
32.
I had to do it.
Guys,
I
it's
had to do it.
crazy,
I had to do
crazy.
it. I had to
Yeah,
Dan
round of
Rowney.
32.
I had to do it. Look, we already talked about basketball for a whole minute, Johnny. What do you expect
Yeah,
us to do?
yeah. We were still talking basketball.
We are talking basketball. Okay, whatever. 300th Division One win. The Brad haters, you're gonna have to climb in your hole for at least another season here,
I
because
have
you're
a
going back to the
question.
Sweet
Do I
16.
have permission to like start going at them yet, or do I need to wait a game?
Let's just
No, Josh, you can go through our pinned tweets because there are some people who specifically said round of 32 exit. So we can go after that because
Okay,
that's
yeah.
just factually incorrect.
All right.
For
You
the other
guys talk, do the podcast thing. I'll be right back.
I am excited for the goalpost though, right? This is a big goalpost shift thing. Now it's not, oh, Brad can't make the second weekend. It's, oh, now Brad can't make a Final Four. And then it's, oh, Brad can't win the national championship. It'd be nice if we just did it all this year.
I was gonna say, can you hear the sound of that? Can you hear that noise? And it was like, that's the sound of the goalpost, shifting another.
I like how some of them already did like the 3 seed isn't good enough. So like if we did make the Sweet 16, they were covered because, even though we're a 3 seed, like Brad's kind of reached his ceiling, as if he's like an NBA player or something.
Guys, I'm having so much fun.
He's doing enrichment time, guys. Leave him alone. Let him go.
Oh man, guys, I'm excited for a potential vengeance against Houston. Let me tell you, in Houston, just make it hurt for them like it hurt in 2022 for us. That could be a special. If we win that game, the victory lap that the four of us are going to take is going to be, oh, that's going to be irresponsible.
Let's enjoy this tonight
I'm
first.
gonna be really stressed because Houston is above Florida and KenPom. So like, then you're not like a UConn game away from the Final Four. You're like, I mean, I'm getting way ahead of myself, but man,
Because Florida's
the
gonna lose.
secret scrimmage rematch, like it would be everything would be on the table if we beat Houston, Kelvin Sampson.
Talk about Josh having fun on Twitter if we beat Florida with the Secret Scrimmage
Guys,
Champions.
go look at my last seven tweets.
I can't do
My last seven tweets.
We'll get to Houston. Dare I say, maybe we'll even do like another podcast before, the Houston game and pregame that maybe with Robert and or Tyler. Let's just talk about the enjoyment of tonight. All right. Someone whispered in my ear on the second half. They go, ho hum. And I go, ho hum here in the second half. Just ho hum, another 20-point drubbing, another second half. Insert your adjective of choice here. Felt a little dicey at halftime. The run to go, and you're right, Johnny, that dunk, that Andre dunk, and then going up 7 at halftime, you felt so much better than when you're down 28-26 there. Like, you had that 12-point lead evaporate. It kind of felt like we weren't going to beat the allegations of,
Yes.
unable to, put away games when you get up a little bit. Like, I know it was Penn in round one, but like the last two games, you've certainly at least quieted those allegations.
There was that time during the second half where you, I think we get up to 20, maybe it was 17, and then they score and then they quickly steal the inbounds play right afterwards. And then you're just like, the allegations, they're gonna stick. The narratives, they're gonna stick. Johnny, you have anything to say on narratives, by the way?
I didn't say narrative. I didn't say narrative.
Johnny, do you have anything
Hey,
to say on
this team
narrative?
can't put people away. All
Oh
right.
my God.
And they still haven't won in overtime. But yeah,
Endearingly, Johnny says that
endearingly, I say that with love.
endearingly with love.
Ever no one even like I wonder like how many people even
Yeah.
understand what's
But it kind of reminds me of a football team in that the last 2 minutes of the first half in these last two games have been awesome. You know, it's like when you've got 2 minutes left, you want to do that double dip where you get the ball back at halftime. And we did it against Penn, where it was like right at the under four. It might have been like a 4 point game. You extend it to 10 before halftime. This one again, you're down two. You get the lead to seven at halftime and just calm the nerves a little bit and say, okay, we're setting ourselves up to just pull away in this game. And we did it today. We did it against Penn. And I'm ready for Houston, boys. Let's go.
When's your
And you
flight?
know what? I'd also like to take a victory lap on all the people who, I don't know, overrated the impact of having a bad draw in 2021 and 2022. It's like, look what Brad Underwood does when he has a fair draw. When he's not playing a top 10 team in KenPom in the second round, takes care of them. You know what? That's what he does.
Well, now it's you just got a lucky draw, you
Well,
know?
the guy I did the so if you, my last seven tweets was I
Yeah,
did the like
I
the emoji of like to all the people that were saying that we were going to lose in the first or second round, and the guy's quick response of one of them was, sorry, didn't predict two games against injured double digit seeds. I'm sorry, not our problem, not
Yeah.
our problem one bit.
Damn,
It
you
is
know.
fun. It is funny. I feel like NBA Twitter does that a lot more than college basketball Twitter, where NBA Twitter will be like LaMickey, Mickey Mouse title for this team. But no one talks about like, oh, when Michigan made the championship in
Yes.
2018, they
I have
just,
talked about it,
yeah,
just to be
oh,
fair.
yeah, the two of us, believe me, have made those references. But I think, I don't know, they might have played an eight seed in the Elite Eight and they played Loyola in the Final Four, who was like an 11 seed.
You know what?
So,
If Purdue wins tomorrow, they get an 11 seed in the Sweet 16.
ooh.
Who cares?
The good thing is Purdue struggles with double digit seeds.
Maybe Texas is good. They just beat
Maybe.
Gonzaga. Maybe they're good.
Maybe. They're not top 10 KenPom good, I'll tell you
Who,
that.
at this point,
We're in the Sweet 16. Let's talk about our Sweet 16. Yeah.
Ken Pom
Yeah.
is you're there's 16 teams left.
Gordon Pom, on the other hand.
I don't know what's Gordon Pom.
You put pace on the x-axis and you put offensive efficiency on the y-axis. And it's sort of like the triangle or the trapezoid of
Trapezoid.
excellence, but it's you're either a dog or you're a snail, because pace and offense means you're a dog.
Ah, we've got to be a snail.
We are average. We are average because
Really?
we have high offensive efficiency. It takes us out of snail.
Okay, but we're slow when we're efficient but slow.
Correct, but we're efficient.
Okay, got it. Okay. I
Yeah.
feel like Ken Pom, like there's 16 teams left. Like
Yeah.
you play who you play at this point. Every
24.
okay. By the time you're listening, it's 16 teams left. By the Like you, at this point, everyone's won two, some teams maybe three games, playing games. Like everyone's like everyone's having a good run in the tournament at this.
Yes.
I still agree with Josh, though. I'd rather play Texas than
Oh,
Houston.
no doubt, absolutely, no doubt. But somewhere along the way, if Purdue wants to win it all, they're gonna have to go through, a one seed or two or whatever. They're gonna have to go through a one seed. They're gonna have to go through a really good team.
Who's the one seed in their region? Is that
They
Arizona? Or
are, yeah.
okay, good. Yeah.
So, fins up.
So
Loved
Johnny,
it.
tell us about the atmosphere tonight. What was it like in Greenville?
The atmosphere was funny because obviously, like, So it's a shared, like two games with Duke. So Duke fans were the most prevalent. There were a lot of UNC fans who were there and then booked it out of Greenville. So I don't know. I would say it was like fairly comparable between VCU and Illinois fans. Like my guess would be there were a little bit more Illinois fans, but that's kind of just because orange sticks out in a way that VCU fans who were wearing black, like,
yeah.
But I would say the crowd wasn't really a factor either way. And like we were in an Illinois section, so it felt kind of loud there. And then, I don't know, BCU fans had their one section that was loud. I have to say that because I was near the, I was in the Illinois section, I was very close to Peja and just being like, hey, dude, thank you so much, man. I didn't say anything. It took a lot. It took a lot of restraint to just be like, thank you so much. And also, did you play in the NBA? Were you a three-time All-Star?
I was going to say, who? I didn't know his son's on
who
the team.
Who is Peja?
Yeah, his son's on the team.
Can you give the listeners some context in case they've never watched an Illinois game?
There was one very funny moment during halftime where Peja was on the phone and some fan just goes up to him and is like, hey, can we take a selfie? And he's like on the phone. This person did not have great awareness, but Peja just like pauses his phone call for a second, takes a selfie with the guy, and then continues his phone call. Like,
Johnny,
just such a nice guy.
Johnny, you've been in Indy, Pittsburgh, Omaha,
Boston,
Greenville, Boston.
No, yeah. I'm just talking about rounds of 32. Oh. So Greenville, where does Green?
Were you in Des Moines?
I was not in Des Moines.
Not in Des Moines. Rank where Greenville sits on that.
Ooh, Greenville's a really nice city. It's a cute town. Sure.
I've never heard Johnny use the word.
I was gonna say that. I have never. I feel
it
like
must really be cute.
I've heard Johnny probably say it once, and like when the Bears like throw it deep on second and one, he's like, "Why are you getting cute with it?"
Yeah.
But aside from that, that's a
sarcastic,
a blue collar like Chicago.
You're getting cute.
Yeah, run the ball.
Yeah,
you're getting cute on second down. It's got a nice little Riverwalk area. It's got a main street with a bunch of bars and restaurants. So there's a kind of a waterfall situation. So like Greenville and Omaha were perfect for just nothing more, nothing less than what you need for a round of 32 game. You know, they're not going to be able to host a regional.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh was nice, but it was almost too big of a city. You know, you want to be
in. There's a good
the
bar
people.
In Pittsburgh, McFadden's.
Oh,
did you go there?
We did have a great time.
Love McFadden's. Sam, did we decide what we were getting Furman for hosting this weekend?
I was just going to, like, if you guys want to Venmo me whatever you think is fair, I was, like, going to kind of get something.
They put on a great event every year. Just shout out Furman putting out a great.
Wait, how did Houston – is Rice hosting?
Rice host. Rice.
Oh, that's so annoying. That's... When did they change it? I know Robert.
It was recent. It was recent. Like
it was
in
like
the last...
this year. I
yeah,
thought.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Wait, what's... why is Rice hosting?
Houston was the original host of this regional that we're going to. But when they figured out that they were never a good team, I don't know. Like, why would a school ever volunteer to be a host? Because then they asked Rice to host it instead, so that Houston could be at the regional that they were supposed to be hosting. You can't go to this. You can't go to the regional that you're hosting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So by putting
I don't know why you would
logo
ever...
on the court that...
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yes, you get some advertising, but why else would you ever host?
I don't know what the perk is.
Well, is it... Are you like actually hosting, or do they just like put your logo on the court?
I'm guessing there's some financial impact to it. Yes.
Who?
What?
I think... Who?
Are you talking about Kennesaw State?
Kennesaw State. I think the rule is... The rule with the hosting is like you're supposed to pay for your plate, right? That's what they say.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Oh my
Johnny,
God.
Whatever you, Johnny, I have a legit question.
Yeah.
What was the arena like in Greenville? Because I was kind of.
It's
like,
a hockey arena, right?
It
is
it
a
hockey
arena?
Arena. It's a hockey what's arena.
Like a, what's like a pro comparison? Like Allstate Arena or not as?
Oof, Allstate's probably the closest that I've been to, but yeah, it was. It's not that old. It was made, I think, 1998. But there were parts on the inside where you're like, okay, this feels like it hasn't had a real like modern upgrade in a while.
On TV, it just like seemed, it gave like, Like, of all the arenas in the country, like, this is, I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't a particularly memorable or nice arena. So whatever your perception of it was, I think it was accurate
And
because
I'm not knocking Furman. Like,
the great hosts. We gotta get him. We should get him something.
I'm not walking into their house and saying, like, why isn't your house nice? You know, like, I appreciate them having us over.
Which I don't even know if Furman actually plays there. I
I was
think they
just
play.
looking.
Yeah.
I was just looking that up.
It's host to an ECHL team, so a minor league hockey team, and that might be it.
Yeah, Furman doesn't play there, but I feel like they maybe have their conference tournament there. I don't know.
Huh. It's good.
No, this is great stuff.
This is
Hey,
good.
on the contrast, tell me about Finley Dunst.
It was fun. Let me tell you.
Was it loud in there?
It was loud. It was a great crowd. It was beautiful weather. Windows were open. You know, I felt like I was having a little Euro summer there, stepping outside at halftime. Just all amazing. I mean, look, what else can you say about the place?
It's perfect.
It's perfect. Mac and
They
cheese
have
bites.
new merch. Oh yeah, by the way, we need to talk about the mac and cheese bites. I don't think we've had them before. Johnny, do you think we've had them before? Because I don't
I've
think
had
we've
them.
had them
I've had
before.
them
No,
before.
we had them like 2 days ago
Okay, I wasn't there.
for the first round.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. And
Yeah.
they are going to be a prominent feature on the Boardroom Burger.
Woo! Look out next week. New menu item, TBD on the ingredients, but
Mac and
for
cheese bites
sure,
are
mac and
on.
cheese bites are have to be on them.
I do remember being very pleasantly surprised by the mac and cheese bites because almost every one that I've had prior to that, it's always like a little dry. And these ones were like perfectly moist and crisp. Just 10 out of
Moist
10.
and crisp. The emphasis on the crisp.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
crisp, it
I don't think I've ever heard Johnny say moist and crisp before.
was great. I'm a changed
Actually,
man
there
after
was
that
that
Sweet
third
16.
and nine play that the Bears ran that
Yeah.
last year that Johnny
It was
thought
a
was
crisp route. Yeah.
moist, and it was kind of rainy. It was moist, but it was a crisp route. Yeah, we got to put those on the burger for next week. So if you're coming by, order the Boardroom Burger. Ingredients
And
TBD, but it's
there's
gonna
new
slap.
merch.
Those.
I like how we were like, okay, enough about Furman. Let's start plugging this bar.
Yeah.
Enough about the game. Enough about the team.
That was a tough one for me. I was looking at our tweets to be like, oh, did we say anything when we made the Sweet 16? And it was like someone tweeting about new
New
shirt at
merch.
Finley Dunst. I was like,
We're sold out, boys. We sold
guys,
out.
officially sellouts.
Took us
Tough.
140 episodes and
Yeah.
six seasons, but you know, it's time for us
It
to
wasn't the
sell
plan.
out.
It just happened.
I'm sorry. I'm
Just.
sorry. So yeah, if you're there next week, I'd say once again, come early and stay late because yeah, shout out Sloan tonight. Sloan was awesome.
We got to send him this clip.
Yeah, we'll send it.
Which also, if I have to shout out, I was talking to some Illini fans after the game, and one of them was Robert's friend, and another one of them was a fellow from Springfield. I believe his name was Rick, and he's a big listener. So
Oh,
appreciate you, Rick from
Mr. Field,
Springfield.
not Mr.
Either
Fieldsman.
Rick or, yeah, Rick J. I think Rick. But nice guys. And his friend Jim, who's there wearing a cowboy hat. But it was tonight was a ton of fun.
Yeah, speaking of tonight, the game actually. Should we talk,
Yeah.
maybe go back to
Can
it
we
for just a
talk
second?
about the block and dunk from Big
Yeah,
Z?
that was the most
Oh my
insane.
God.
I don't think I've seen any like a 7 footer move like that. That was beautiful.
The just duality of the block, and Martelli Jr. thought it was a foul. That was a fun little
That's what he
technical
got his
there.
technical on. Johnny,
Yeah.
unless you can tell us it was for something else, but I think we all
No, it
think
was
it was,
absolutely for that. It was
yeah, it
absolutely
was
for
a clean
that. Yeah.
block. It was a
It
clean
was a
block.
clean block. It looked like it from my angle, but.
Afterward, he got the ball first, but afterwards, he for sure swipes out on the arm, but that was after he grabbed the ball or blocked the ball.
Look, I get it from Martelli. Like, you're trying to get your team back into it. Like, maybe that's an op. You know, you hadn't, you didn't, you haven't shot a free throw yet at that point in that
That
game.
was
Like,
crazy.
you're just trying to get to the line. Like, you're trying to rile your guys up. So I get it. I respect it. Wasn't a foul. Yeah, we're just whatever the opposite of like a foul merchant is, like we are that. Like it
Johnny,
just
I know it was your tweet, and I know like they didn't play a game in which like they were going to like they weren't trying to get fouls, but like they weren't trying to what initiate fouls on Illinois. But
Yes.
your halftime tweet saying like questionable officiating, which was true because of how much they were like attacking Keaton, when you can just like the common thing that we always point to is just total free throws, and they had zero at halftime. It's just like 0-13. It was like it was a very big dichotomy of a questionable maybe. No, you're not liking dichotomy. Okay.
No, dichotomy. Like, sure, I mean, why not? The raw like, numbers for sure. But the total number of fouls was pretty even. And
right.
Unfortunately, it was just, or fortunately for us, they were not shooting fouls. They were more on the ground. But Keaton was getting mugged out there.
He was getting mugged, correct.
And
yes.
I wasn't sure if it was like something you could see on TV, which clearly it was, seeing like Zupke's tweets being like, Brad should get a technical right now. It's that bad. But it was so physical.
Yeah.
And then you would see us on the other end, like not, I don't know, like hand checking them and giving the body and then still getting called for fouls. It was very confusing. But then the second half, it definitely turned in a way that they didn't call the first foul on us.
Maybe it was your
tweet. 7 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Stripes.
I think they had Illinois just had wonderful composure, right? You have that that you're up 12, you start, you know, momentum goes the other way, you feel like you're kind of not getting the calls, you know, things you know, you're the 12 seed, the plucky 12 seed that had a 19 point comeback, you know, their guard that just went absolutely nuclear the other night with 35 points, Hill, right? Like starts to get hot a little bit. Like good composure by Illinois to just take a deep breath, to go on that little run there before halftime. Like absolutely, there is a parallel universe in which, you know, other teams fold in moments like that. Good composure by Illinois to just stay calm and just fall back on what you've been doing all year, which is just slow it down, play consistent, and just
And it was like we turned the ball over a little bit more than we usually do. I don't know if that's a function of VCU forcing turnovers or if it was just like us being a little out of sorts. But like you said, Maddie, it was just run your offense. It's going to work. And we were very sustainable. Even in the first half, we weren't offensive rebounding great. But eventually, it just the math, and we were the better team. And Tommy started to hit threes, which was great. Keaton was hitting threes.
Ben had one or two again.
Yes. Ben, I was happy for Ben's three. But I kind of wanted him to not take a single shot because he had gone almost the entire game with no shots and great defense and a few awesome rebounds. And then he made that three, which was great. But part of me was like, I love a Ben game with just zero shot attempts.
Attorney Ben.
We were talking about I think, Maddie, you mentioned the composure, and it was shocking and it was needed, Tommy's composure tonight. I think, like, besides him hitting his threes, I felt like he was very composed. Usually, like, I feel like he gets rattled when things aren't going his way, especially like during that stretch where VCU was coming back. He absolutely felt like the junior, or is he a junior
he's
now
a junior.
Or a senior?
He's
a junior. Legally, I suppose.
Legal junior. He was the junior that we needed him to be.
They just showed the dunk.
Yeah. Okay, I'm watching the highlights too. And the best is Tommy's reaction.
Oh, that's
to
awesome.
Astronomers.
Orlando's pulling him back. Orlando's pulling him back off the bench. And then there's another Andre Dunk. Man, there's nothing like when they are showing your team's highlights after you win a game, and this tournament rules.
Keaton not dunking.
Oh,
theirs.
Can we talk about that?
Oh my God.
When
the
he had the
I didn't. Lift. I didn't think it was that easy. There was a guy like.
I didn't think it was that
straight
easy.
Up.
But that was his chance to do it, and the game was almost over. And it's like, just go for it, man. Just. Go
I feel
for
like
it.
He's had his chance to do it, and he has
he
made
missed.
His stance.
When did he have the opportunity to? Is that when he passed it to Andre? Or
no. He had a
breakaway.
Just like, yeah.
Did you just lay it up?
He
did like
kind of
a reverse
lay
because there was someone kind of on his tail.
Yeah. No, that was contested.
Go up strong. You can still go up strong. Whatever. I still want to see him dunk before it's all said and done. I think the scouts would like to see him dunk before it's all
before
said
and
done.
Right. And now that they're showing the Nebraska thing, first up, before they show the miss three, no one's obviously listening to what we do. Like Big Ten today, unbelievable. Just shows that we play in the best league. I'm speaking like Brad right now. But five teams in the Sweet 16, right? Or four.
No, not
MSU,
yet.
Nebraska. Well, Iowa.
Yeah, but
I think we have a couple outstanding. Purdue and Iowa play.
But there's four
UCLA.
Right now, right? There's four right now.
Yes. Us, yes.
Michigan
Nebraska.
State, Michigan, Nebraska. Yeah. And then the Nebraska hits a shot with 2 seconds left. And of like that shot by Vanderbilt rattles out.
Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward. It was
even closer than Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. That thing hit every part of the basket.
There might be five Big Ten teams, but it doesn't matter because we're going to be working for all of us. We're working for Penn anyways. So it doesn't matter. I like how they showed the like accounting and business rankings, and it's like, we're higher in KenPom in accounting and business for them. So, you know, at best it's marginal, buddy. So maybe not. Fun tournament.
You know whose band was way better? Our band with Jake Davis playing the guitar and VCU's band. Did you see the flute player from VCU?
Awesome. She was awesome. She was
that
awesome.
Rule.
They're a known like legit band. Like
their band director was wearing something crazy too. I don't know if they showed
him
that.
I've seen YouTube videos of him. He like that. He's like that's like a thing. He goes hard.
A UNC jersey. Did you see the outfit of crap? What's the sweater? The sweater, the coach that wears the fun sweaters. It was like a 50.
The Queens coach.
Queens
yeah.
coach. You guys know how I feel about dressing up fancy for games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a choice. It's a choice to wear, you know, a festive holiday sweater for a tournament.
Didn't
game.
The Oakland coach wear that to the game against us that one year?
Was that like a regular season
I think
season
what you
game?
Might be thinking of is when he plays Michigan State, there have been times where him and Izzo wear like elf outfits.
Correct.
They're buddies, aren't they?
They are buddies. They are buddies. I mean, he's been at Oakland for like 40-something years.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay. Do we want to talk, you know, look ahead to Houston? We can almost have another episode next week and really, you know, get Tyler on and get Robert on and kind of break down, you know, the actual matchup next week. But initial vibes are obviously like we're out for revenge. The ghost of RJ's rim hang. You have an unstoppable force versus an immovable object in our incredible offensive efficiency versus their absolutely tenacious Kelvin Sampson defense. Like something's going to have to give. And this is just going to be a wild, such a fascinating matchup to watch.
Very excited. The Keaton Wagler versus Kingston Flemings, who are both potential top 10 picks. That's going to be fun to watch. It's our offensive rebounding versus their defensive rebounding. Big 10 versus Big 12. Like, it writes itself. You know, Kelvin Sampson stole a recruit of ours in 2008 with Eric Gordon. You've got, 2022, our Big Ten championship team. We also went 15-5 that year. We went 15-5 this year. Like, it feels like it's our turn. And I'm very, very interested to see how our guys respond. You know, it's a little bit of like, we're maybe a little bit more of a finesse team versus like a brute strength team in Houston. And it's going to be interesting to see how those two teams match up.
Johnny, I know I texted you this earlier today, but don't let a friend of yours, one year old birthday party get you in the way of being in Houston.
We'll consider that. We'll consider that. It would also
And I know a place for you to stay.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God.
Johnny's nice. Like, fuck, I just remembered that there's a birthday party.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The birthday party's in the morning.
Can I be honest?
Sure.
I booked my flights at like the under 8.
Oh my God. To Houston?
I'm Thursday.
Yeah, to Houston.
Please.
What day? What?
Oh boy.
I'm Thursday.
Oh no, I'm going Wednesday night to Saturday morning.
No,
yes.
No. Johnny, extend it. We're making it to the Elite Eight.
No, well, because I was like, we're making it to the Elite Eight, and then if we lose, I would be really sad. But if we win, I'd be like, oh, I didn't get to make it. You know what? Now we get to go to Indy and watch them in the Final Four. So
no, not allowed.
You guys are not going Saturday night to Indy?
I got a kid's birthday party first to figure out, man. I'm not thinking Indy.
Is that not really, Josh?
What are you whispering?
We're going to Indy, don't worry. But we got to win two games.
Oh, okay. So it is allowed. It's just we need to get there.
Remember the famous Robert from the stands? Let's go to Indy.
Yeah, we're going to Indy. We're going to Indy.
We did not.
We did not
Narrator,
go
we
to
did
Indy.
not go to Indy that year. The Leaders and Legends division, no longer RIP, allowing us to go there. Johnny, what time is your flight back home tomorrow?
My flight back home tomorrow is 7:20 a.m.
And
Eastern.
you're going out tonight?
Yes. Dylan, who I'm rooming with, Sam's brother-in-law, is his flight's at 5:40
In the morning?
in the morning. Yeah. So
Oh my
we're it's
God.
gonna be an early one for us.
Did you
But
book yours yet? Or are you seeing if the price drops?
no. This is like tomorrow morning
No,
for
I know, I
he
know.
knows, he
Yeah,
knows, he
that
knows. Yeah.
So you're flying out to Houston Wednesday night.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, you should be back for packing day. Just we'll see you at the Toys R Us.
Okay, perfect. Wait. Oh, you're saying, yeah.
You brought up football for a second, and it has to be known, and we're staking claim to it, that we came up with a Kate and Hauser song tonight.
Oh, I thought that was a Barry Houser song.
We were thinking that, and then
You realize our quarterback's name is Kate and Hauser.
yeah.
we've already tonight was not the night we thought of that. The
No,
Kate
not
and
the
how
Barry Houser is my dad. We came up with a different song.
we did.
Our Hauser in the
In the
middle
middle of
of
champagne.
champagne. Our Hauser.
Nice
We're gonna
is
kill
a
that.
good quarterback. Yep, there we go. Yep. See you
And
guys
we
at
trust him just as much as Altmaier. We don't even need to do trust rankings.
I
think we abandoned those about 110 episodes ago. Oh, hopefully. Can we bring that to the trust rankings just if we make the national championship game and just
Well,
do
the funny
that?
thing is, I think Will Lettich is going to do a trust rankings today, like
Or
this week for
Will Leach,
Will Leach.
yes.
Sorry.
Will
I said
Levis.
Will
His trust ranking number one
Levis.
is Duke's Mayo. Number two is Hellman's. Number three is Kraft. Actually, number one's Kraft.
Yeah, number one Kraft. Number one Kraft.
Yes,
Oh
number
my
one
God.
Kraft.
Thoughts are of my own.
But I feel like there's one other thing that I want to talk about the game specifically. Oh, there was one great David hit a three. It was like right at the start of the second half where I think Keaton hit a three, David hit a three, and then there was another opportunity for David to hit a three. And instead of hitting it, he drove and threw an alley-oop to Tommy, and it was just awesome. And it was
That was
like
awesome.
this dude cares about winning. He doesn't care about his points. He just wants to win. And wasn't his best performance because he was in foul trouble a bit. Even though I did text you guys beforehand saying David's 19 for 20 for three in warmups, and he's so locked in. But I just love the unselfishness from the guys, and it's clear that all they care about is one thing, and that's winning.
Johnny, I remember when I'd be like 8 years old, 9 years old, and go to Bulls games and see Ben Wallace warming up, shooting threes, and I'm like, this is gonna be awesome. Like, he could totally do this in the game, and obviously, no translation over.
You know what was so interesting though was on VCU's side, all they were doing was like just taking shots as a normal team would. And our shoot around was incredibly organized and structured in that every shot that we were taking was contested by a manager. And oftentimes players would either pump fake to juke the manager or the big men would just shoot over them. But it was. I was almost like, are we sure we want to do this so that they can't just like get in their flow? Meanwhile, VCU on the other side is just the traditional, like one guy takes a shot. They weren't even in a line or anything like that. They're just like shooting at the hoop. And meanwhile, like sometimes they were doing like a pick and roll, sort of like a pick and pop, and then Tommy shooting in the corner sort of thing. Like it was very structured,
Interesting. That's kind
which
of like
was.
when you're watching football warm-ups and they're almost running like 7-on-7
Yeah,
active.
and then they were doing some defensive drills too, where like, okay, first we're gonna have the guards all do kind of like shuffle side to side and almost play defense. And at one point, the four of the big men, I think it was Z, Tommy, Ben, and maybe Jake Davis, were playing defense against the managers. And I almost felt bad for Tommy because this manager is like 5'8" and Tommy's like crouching, trying to guard him. And this guy's got such a low center of gravity that it's almost difficult for Tommy. So it was a really interesting set of warmups that I had not seen before.
There's like a, there's a people listening to this being like, wait, you guys haven't been to any game this year. It's just, you're proving that
we have been. We've been to multiple games.
Yeah, I know.
But
I admittedly was not paying this close attention to the warmups at the game I did go to.
But I do wonder if it was almost condensed because it's a tournament game.
Right.
Because you only have 20. Minutes. Yeah.
We were saying, like, obviously, you know, the games have to be close together because it's like you buy one ticket for both games. But it's funny how, like, they have all day and they're like, okay, like, let's, like, just make sure this game before the Illinois game runs over. Like, they can't just, like, spread it out 15 more minutes or anything like that.
And how about, though, they did spread out. I'm watching the Michigan State-Louisville game, and all of a sudden it says, oh, the tip-offs move from 7:50 to 8 o'clock because their game was taking long. And that meant Duke had to get pushed back because they were on CBS. It was like, they're not even, like, we've got True TV. We've got TNT. Definitely a complaint of mine. I don't know about you guys, where it's like, it would have been nice to have more games in the earlier part of the day.
Well, yeah, no, that's like the biggest complaint. It's always like this, but like, I don't understand it. Like, just like every game should be an hour apart.
Standalone.
The entire day.
I don't know.
Yeah,
TV,
like,
contracts.
Go take a break, walk around the arena.
Not even that, Sam. I'm saying, like, from all the games today, there's what, 8 games today? Or, yeah, 8 games today. Like, just have them start at 11 and they all start one hour after each other.
No, I mean, they.
Let's go to Rosemont.
I don't know if it's Rosemont. It's Atlanta, I think.
Well, I still want to go to. No, I want to go to the Laugh. I want to go to the Sugar Factory.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right.
This has nothing to do with basketball. I just want to go to the Sugar Factory. And look, people complain about that every
year. Please.
People complain about that every year. They're not. Maybe if we bully them enough, we can change it. I will say one thing we did bully with March Madness this year is it was like, and I think we did talk about this in the episode, it was like 14 seconds after they started the selection show. It's like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, that worked.
They did a great job.
Duke,
do you guys
go, one seed.
There's a voice on Twitter right now. Like, a lot of people are annoyed because YouTube TV now allows you to have 4 boxes. Obviously, we all know that. But like, the score bug on the top of some games is ahead of the other games. Are you guys annoyed by that as much as everyone else?
I'm not like dying on the hill. I just, this is a very Matty comment where I don't understand how there isn't one person at YouTube TV out of their thousands of employees that hasn't, like, that they haven't fixed that yet. It just feels so obvious. Like, I'm not bothered by it. It just feels so ridiculously obvious that they haven't fixed that yet because it feels so obvious that they should do that.
The person with one one screen, like, that doesn't have YouTube TV, or they just, yeah, one screen, or they don't have YouTube TV. They're not watching the other game purposefully. So just be 5 minutes behind on that score.
Be 30 seconds behind.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, but then you're going to get like a tech spoiler and they're going to be like,
oh, go on. Do not disturb.
We're solving big problems here this evening. All right, guys, Sweet 16, never take it for granted.
Never take. We should probably podcast. Like, we should probably. We're saying this on our podcast, but we should probably podcast one more time before the game.
Oh, totally.
Let's do it Tuesday night.
I thought that's a night that doesn't work.
We'll figure it out. We can do the schedule.
It works. It works.
I'll do anything for my. I'll magically it works now for my Illini.
I'm blocking out my like late afternoon on Thursdays on my computer so I can go to Dunes early.
Wait, do we have a game time?
No.
Probably not till tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're right.
We don't even know if Florida's going to make it.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that? What is tomorrow? Because isn't that Friday?
Right now, there are only 3 teams in the that I have clinched their Thursday. It's us in Houston and Texas. It's Texas versus TBD, and then there's 4 teams. There's 2 matchups that still have not.
No,
even...
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
It's Nebraska versus TBD, though. It's Nebraska versus Florida or
God. They make this. This is They just make it so complicated.
I mean,
Okay,
I
Grandpa,
think it
let's get
makes
you to
sense for
bed.
them to wait a day to be like, hey, now we have the full matchups.
For sure. I
Like
know, but
it's
like,
way the
yeah.
second round is way worse than because this is would be 5 days ahead of time.
You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Which I did mean to talk to you guys about this. So all the 11 seeds, we played one who advanced. Good for VCU to beat North Carolina. They beat a six seed. That was a really impressive run. Another 11 seed, Texas, is in the Sweet 16. Great work by them. I think USF battled down by 4 points. It took a close one against Louisville. And then there was one 11 seed who lost by like 20 something and got blown out in the first round. So that it, who was that?
This is like a trick question.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
Okay.
what it is. He has
Wait.
something.
Hold on.
Uh
Don't say
or
it. Don't say
or
it. Don't say it when you think of it.
I my
there was one
oh
11 seed that kind of just didn't belong
oh
on
I
that
got it. I
seed
got it.
line.
I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Say that last comment again, and then I think everyone else will get it.
Maddie, there was one 11 seed that really didn't belong on that seed line
Belong.
based on, I don't know, the analytics. Big win for KenPom. All I gotta say. My guy Ken came through the last couple of days.
It's not a rival. It's not a rival.
It's a team that I might have some personal vendetta. Yeah.
Oh,
Sam Silva.
Miami of
Yes,
Ohio. Yeah,
yes.
they unfortunately, fun story, cool story. Yeah, unfortunately, a team that we certainly took care of. I mean, take care of is maybe a strong word, but beat this year in Tennessee. Yeah, fun
Exactly.
story. Did you see Matt Painter and his
Yeah.
comments? Interesting.
Shout
It
out
really.
Matt.
Yeah. I'm gonna butcher it, but basically, like the net rankings are
Oh
predetermined
wait, yeah, I
before the
did see
season.
this.
Like, and basically, like if this Miami of Ohio coach was coaching, Purdue or one of these high major teams, he also would not have scheduled,
Yeah.
a Miami of Ohio. Like Purdue played the Kent States and the Akrons and the what in the mid majors. Like you still play the 11-12 non-con game. So.
No,
Whatever.
it's Joey Biggs' email. It's like what he's
Which,
referring to.
speaking of Joey Biggs and Brad scheduling, got to give a major hat tip to them
A mid-major hat,
because
a mid-major
a
hat.
mid-major hat tip to them. But compare how great our and like stress-free the second half was compared to Nebraska. And if you look at our resume versus Nebraska, the reason why we are a three seed and they are a four seed is because of our non-conference. We both went 15-5. We went 1-1 against each other head to head. We both lost in the first opportunity in the Big Ten tournament. But we had 3 wins against tournament teams, Missouri, Tennessee, and Texas Tech, right? Missouri and Texas, or Texas Tech and Tennessee, both top 25 teams, big wins versus their biggest wins were Kansas State, Creighton, and Oklahoma, all of which you like. Hey, they
Not
could have
tournament
been
teams.
good, but they didn't make the tournament.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Brad
This
for
is
like having that knowledge ahead of time to be like, you know
Johnny,
what? Yeah.
this is your best take and it sucks and this is self-deprecating and self-depreciating or whatever, but it's at the end of the episode, but this is your best take of the episode. Like this is actually ball knowing stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I'm putting this before the
I
intro.
know this is one that I would say to Robert and he would be like,
Johnny.
100%.
I'm setting this,
Yeah.
I'm clipping this
Yeah.
and sending this to
Yeah.
him for sure later. That is some I know bullshit right there, John. Yeah, you're right. There's in the Sweet 16, but boy, did they had to sweat it out. Absolutely, they had to sweat it out. And
Wait.
now they play.
They play a one seed. They play Florida or Iowa.
So, I hope Iowa.
We're both in the Sweet 16, but like we're the three seed and we didn't have to sweat today. That's your take. And that's the,
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly.
Because
And you
Creighton is
never know
bad
if
this
Matt
year.
Vandy would have been a bad matchup for us. Like,
Yeah. 1 second, as we're talking about Big Ten coaches takes, because you brought up Matt Painter, did everyone see Mick Cronin's conversation today? Nope. You don't want it? You don't want it?
I saw
Did he
something.
say, like, get a life or
Yeah.
something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the context was that him and Dan Hurley are crazy on the sideline, and someone pointed it out during a press conference, and he says, "It's ridiculous. Everyone needs to get a life, bro. Get a life, man. Come on, man. Get a life, bro. We're not coaching Little League, buddy. Everybody doesn't get an at bat."
I don't even understand whose side he's taking. Like, I don't even.
He's just angry. That's it.
I am not sending my friend's future kids to play for Mick Cronin. That's for sure.
Sorry, one more Big Ten coaches or former Big Ten coaches. Did you guys laugh at Kevin Willard's joke yesterday?
Couldn't happen.
Oh,
to
that was so funny.
Couldn't
yeah.
happen.
No,
that reminds me when Brian Kelly was like, I might have to execute my team, which was a joke, except for when he. No. Okay, we'll cut this part out.
Okay. Yeah. But we're still in, boys. But we're still playing.
Trust me, Sunday.
Tomorrow.
Oh my God, that's going to be an amazing, amazing Sunday night to watch all those games.
It's the day of rest tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow's going to be fantastic. Oh, love it. Anything else, guys? Never take it for granted. Because in our 4 years, I can't quite recall, but I think we didn't quite make it this far in our 4 years. Right? I had to check that one off the box real quick there.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
made.
there we go.
Did we make like a heart of something bowl though?
Which
freshman year?
Actually, guys, by the way, I had Zaxby's for the first time.
How was it?
Oh yeah,
it was good. It
do
was
they have,
good.
Do they have mac and cheese bites there?
They did have mac and cheese bites.
Were
I
they
didn't get
moist
them.
And crisp or no?
I don't know if
or
they
were.
Were
they cute?
Yeah,
Zaxby's. I had it like 10. It's basically Raising Cane's. Like they have like the same shtick, right?
Yeah, it's very similar. It's very
chicken
similar.
Fries, Texas toast.
Which actually, I knew I was in for a good day today because we were Ubering from the hotel to downtown Greenville, and we get this Uber driver, and I say to Dylan, I'm like, "Oh, look, there's a Waffle House right there. Like, that's cool." And the Uber driver's like, "Oh, that's the worst Waffle House in town. There's one way better." Like 3 blocks away or something. And I'm like, wow, I didn't know we had rankings of Waffle Houses here in Greenville, but it was a special, special man.
I was gonna make like a I live in a big city comment, and when you were like when we took the Uber from the hotel to downtown Greenville, it's like how long does an Uber take from the hotel to downtown
It was quick. It was quick.
Like, sorry, I no disrespect, Grim, who's been a wonderful host. I mean,
thank
just
you, Furman.
Shout like, out, incredible host this evening.
They were like when you're in like a Greenville and like there's a tiny bit of traffic and they're like, yep, it's like traffic, busy time of day. And you're like, oh, brother, you don't know the half of it.
All right, let's do it again.
Yeah, I feel like we've met expectations. Now let's exceed expectations, boys.
Oh, okay. Because you guys said success already.
Yeah,
this is success.
Yeah.
Just confirming.
It's been a successful season, but now let's make it a really successful season. You know, like now you're here. You're in the Sweet 16. Now you have, according to KenPom, let's say I don't know, a 40-something-ish% chance of winning this game. So win the game. Make the final four. Like all you have to do is win a 4-team tournament. That's all you got to do.
And then
it's like a 1-4 chance, but the other teams are technically better. So.
Wait, do the other teams also want to do what we're trying to do,
Johnny?
No, they don't. They're kind of good.
Houston, one of them already did it.
Honestly, Houston, look ahead game for them because they're thinking about that national title rematch against Florida, and I don't know. They've got the home crowd, and we're like, okay, cool, that's fine. We had the most. Big Ten road wins ever for Illinois this year. We went 8-2 on the road, and we also went into Nashville and beat beat Tennessee, and we also went into St. Louis and beat Mizzou. So like this team thrives on the road. So you know what? You thought you were one-upping us. You just put us in a position of strength. All right, call an ambulance,
classic.
But not for me.
Classic road game bragging rights. That's a real road game.
Johnny goes, you know, pre-tournament, you see the draw. Johnny goes from kind of like shitting bricks, kind of pissed off of the committee, kind of anxious about like seeding the draw, to just unabashed confidence and just absolutely like put any team in front of me now, like I'll take my Illini.
Which I would like it on the record. I did say that I loved the draw,
It's
and
true, you
the
did.
draw did great things for us. The draw did great things for us. And KenPom's got a 47% chance. That's basically, you know what that is? That's not a coin flip. That's just a hand of blackjack. All right.
Oh boy.
You just gotta win. And you know what? There's a chance that we go to overtime, and I would call that maybe a draw. You know, the dealer, you've got a 19, and then the dealer has a 19, and then we play it back, and then we win in overtime. You know, we're due for an overtime win.
Do you want insurance, Johnny?
No insurance.
Ever.
You want to hit on 17? Dealer showing
Do I have a soft
a
17?
it's a hard 17 and dealer showing 10.
Okay, no, you stay.
He's that thing memorized.
No, I know when in Greenville though. No, I'm just saying that because you obviously stay there, but Johnny's got like a level of confidence right now where it's just like hit me on 17. I don't care what the dealer's showing.
It's kind of just trust the process and stay and just know that, you know what, worst case, we double down the next double the bet next time.
Johnny, was this a profitable weekend
Oh,
for
Johnny,
you?
why didn't the bettors think of that? Just double.
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't I think of
It
that?
actually it was a profitable weekend. And you know what's funny is I had our friend make a bet for me, and I was talking to someone who was at the VCU UNC game, and he was like, okay, VCU is going to really like close up the gaps in us and bring everyone in. So it's going to be the corner is going to be open for threes. And we were like, Jake Davis is going to be awesome. So then I texted our friend being like, hey, can you bet Jake Davis over threes? Not even knowing how many threes it was. Jake Davis not available. So then we were like, okay, let's do Tommy over threes. Two threes for Tommy. Love to see it. Thank you. Thank you, dog. I never doubted you. Said it on the podcast multiple times. Record holder for most threes by a 7-footer. And he delivered like he always does.
He delivered Johnny's win bet. Yeah,
Yeah.
he delivered Johnny's bet is what he delivered right there. Oh, they're showing the replay again. Man, that's awesome. Congratulations, Johnny, on a profitable weekend. And to all of us and all of the Illini fans on another Sweet 16, our second in 3 years. Yeah,
Oh
this was
wow, this
fun.
is great. Now the graphic is Saturday's top performers, and it's Jaxa Lendeborg, it's Jeremy Fears, it's Darius Acuff, and it's Andrei Stojakovic, 21 points, 4 rebounds. Ugh, I just wish Brad had done better in the portal. He really missed on this one.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Dame
that'll
Sarr.
do.
We
That'll do.
should have spent way too much money on Dame Sarr.
This is a really good
Johnny, aren't you going
defender.
out tonight? Don't you have, don't aren't you going
His
out?
flight's in 5 hours.
He's like, get the fuck out of here.
All right. Going once, going twice, three times. All right. We made the Sweet 16, boys. It feels so good. We're back where Illinois belongs. Congratulations,
If
Brad.
Johnny could do like, oh, and one more thing right now, and I would just die.
I know you want that. That's fine. Johnny, I'll go all night with you, buddy. I don't care. You want to wax poetically like I mean you got a flight. You're the one that's got a flight in, 4.5 hours here. So, we're only keeping you up. Anything else, buddy?
No, I'm just pumped. I'm pumped. Running on adrenaline. And Thursday night in Houston, bring your boxing gloves against Kelvin Sampson, baby.
Let's do it. Revenge Tour is back. Revenge Tour continues. Excellent. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Boardroom. We'll catch you on the next one. ILO.